Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chacon strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Neal moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards third. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neal scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wills moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Davis reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Dodgers, 1. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilliam scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer strikes out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Padres for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chacon is 0 for 2 in the game. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Padres is 0 for 1 in the game. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodges. Spencer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Padres moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hickman, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fairley is 0-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. J-hook pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. Jackson bunts on 2-2. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Chacon is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Chacon strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spencer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sherry is 0-1 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Padres is 0-2 in the game. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cook is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Larry Sherry now pitching. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Felix Mantilla. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hodges is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Gil Hodges. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Christopher moves to second. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Al Jackson. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Marv Throneberry. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Christopher scores. Canizaro moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chacon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to second. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Joe Christopher now playing center field. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Wills reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. It's Mets, 4, Dodgers, 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKenzie strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer bunts towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roebuck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to second. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rod Cannell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Canizaro moves to second. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chacon is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Chacon hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wills hits a line drive into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Chacon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McKenzie is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenzie bunts towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Gene Woodling batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. Neal moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Canizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cannell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Canizzaro moves to second. 2 outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chacon is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sherry is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roebuck is 0 for 1 in the game. Roebuck hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wills is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McKenzie is 0 for 1 in the game. McKenzie strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 5 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Gilliam moves to second. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis is walked intentionally. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Christopher. Howard reaches second base with a double. Gilliam scores. Davis moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.